So today is the 18th of December 2021 on Saturday, and this is the 12th session for our program on mindfulness for beginners in English. And now we would like to start the session for today. And I would like to warmly welcome representing Nisvaramane Forest Monastery with permission to speak Bhante's name, Venerable Bhante Humagama Dhamma Kusala Theru, to this session. And I would also like to welcome all the participants coming through MixLR and Zoom to take part in this session for today. And with that, we will today start with the question and answer session for today's session only. And I would like to go through the beginner's guide in slight detail for the benefit of everyone joining as a refresher. And we will present the screen with the content from beginner's guide. So when you are beginning the practice, it is important for you to gain some knowledge of mindful walking and mindful sitting. And we have two videos presented here. And I will forward the links onto the chat section soon. The first video is on mindful walking. You can watch it through for a few minutes and understand the basic concept. And then the second video is on mindful sitting. And you can go through the video in the same manner and get some familiarity. Once you have done this, you can allocate a few minutes each day at the beginning. It could be 3 or 4 minutes as a start, then spanning up to 40 minutes or 20 minutes, 40 minutes or 1 hour if it is possible, as you proceed. And then you can do a first session on mindful walking, and then you can go to the next session soon after with mindful sitting. And you can do this for 3 or 4 days, and then you would have gained some momentum. You would have gained some experience on this, and you can put that experience into writing. Write in your own words what you experienced, how you were doing your walking, what you felt, whether you felt the feet movement, whether you felt the body posture changing. You can mention all that, and for the mindful sitting, you can describe how you felt the breath moving in and out. Any bodily sensations, and then you can put that into the report in your own words and send to us either through the Google form displayed here or the email beginnersnv@gmail.com, and we will present it for Bhante to provide you with further insight and advice to continue on with each session. So in a way of supporting you continuously, we would be presenting these reports to Bhante on every Saturday, and this session on mindfulness will continue to happen on every Saturday, so you can gain a lot of momentum and insight on each week's session. So with that, I would now like to invite Arosha to start reading through the reports sent to us for this session, and I would like to invite Bhante with the session with the Q&A for today. Thank you, Arusha. Over to you, Bhante.
Thank you, Namantha. Avasarai, Bhante. Today we have two practice reports shared with us, and I will start reading them. Report 1, walking meditation. Primary object, watching sensations on soles of feet. Initially stood at end of room, noting weight of body on feet. Noted the pins and needles and slight electric shock-like sensations throughout the body, including feet and legs. Watched them come and go. Slight mini muscle movements, more prominent in left foot noted. Felt colder areas on top of feet, and warmer on the soles touching the floor. the cooler areas when foot lifted and between toes were observed. Sharp object stepped on. Sensations passed. Heard creaking sound when foot placed at times, other times when it was being lifted. Noted automatic turning sometimes to the right, left at other times. Thoughts came and went, not distracting, at times proliferated. Mind moved to other parts of body at times. For example, noted breathing in and out, chest moving, trouser touching leg. Walked 1 hour. Sitting meditation. Primary object, watching breath. In-breath cooler, warmer out-breath. More prominent on right initially, but later on left. Breath broke up and disappeared and reappeared on and off. Thoughts came and went. Some thoughts proliferated and mind came back to a breath on a couple of occasions. Images observed which passed. Perception of distortion of nose where it spread across the face and breath hardly perceptible at the time. This too passed. Pain observed, slight adjustment made mindfully. Continued watching breath, meditated for 1 hour. Much merit for guidance, Panthe, and to organizers. Report ends.
Hello, everybody. So we will start with that Q&A report. Now, in that report, in the sitting part, you are mentioning that due to pain, slight adjustments were made and continued your meditation. So when you practice up to this level, there's a new path opening for you. We can use that sentence that you wrote to mention that. Now, when there's pain, you adjust your seat and you can make yourself comfortable and there's no disturbance. Your practice continues. So during the adjustments also, you can make sure that you are mindful, mindfully adjust them. Then you are continuing your very practice. So that way of practice we are encouraging, when you understand the concept of mindfulness up to this level, then you can see what is happening after, probably after sitting session. What am I doing? I'm doing some other activity. Can I be mindful through that? Then you will do that activity and go to something else. You will talk to people, you will brush, you will eat. So all these activities, try to see, try to approach them as a meditation and see whether you can maintain this type of a mindfulness. Maybe not so strong level of mindfulness, but still you can just be aware that you are doing these activities. Similar to how you were aware that you are changing your posture and you are continuing your meditation. So when you have that approach, then the whole life becomes a meditation. And as long as you are aware, you can practice, of course. So you have to make sure that you are continuing and trying again and again, because after a while you feel that you are lost. Again, you can try. That way you have to remember, always remember to be mindful and continue with time. Even after walking and sitting, try and see whether you can maintain mindfulness. I'm not recommending not to do walking and sitting. I'm suggesting you can do them as well. That is a good boost for your day-to-day practice. But after this practice, after formal practice, see whether you can continue your mindfulness. With whatever comes, whatever the activity you do, just be aware that I'm doing this, I'm drinking something, I'm eating something. So that way, we are encouraging practice throughout the day. And when you encourage more and more, when you spend energy towards this more and more, then you realize now my practice is going. Now it is growing in some other level, because initially I thought that formal meditation is the practice, but now I understand that even day-to-day life, even when we drink a cup of tea, we can meditate. Just be aware that you are drinking a cup of tea, and can you be with that experience face to face with a cup of tea and you are drinking it. So if you notice it like that, then it becomes a miracle kind of experience for you. So every moment we are witnessing that miracle, if you pay attention, every moment we are living. So that type of a practice we are encouraging, but of course you have to start with formal meditation. You have to continue doing it for the long period. With that support only, you can go to your day-to-day life. You can start meditating in your day-to-day life. That meditation, the word means you are doing whatever the activity you do with mindfulness. When you do that, you are more aware. Of course, you know what is happening. You know what you are thinking, you know what you are feeling. That very awareness is the essence of this practice. And when you continue that more and more, you can realize that whatever the activity you do, you can do it successfully. The reason is that you are aware. You pay attention. So even brushing, your teeth will last longer because you have attention there. Even eating, you are eating healthy because you have attention there. Even talking to somebody, you are giving your attention and you are having more efficient discussion. You are listening to the other person, what they are saying, not keeping one eye in the phone and, you know, going through the feed. Instead, you are listening just for a few minutes maybe, but still you can give your attention, full attention and see. So that type of encouragement you have to give to your practice. This is formal practice. You have to see how I can manage my day-to-day life. And when you do that change, then you will realize that your practice is going in a totally different level and growing in a totally different level. So try and see and let us know when you have a feedback.
Thank you very much, Bhante, for those reflections and advice. The second report begins as follows. The following sitting and walking reports are from practice on two different days. Sitting practice. Was aware of posture of body and touch of air inside nostrils during in-breath and out-breath. Observed thoughts arose and how one led to another and then another in a stream. After some time, became aware of the breath again before another stream of thoughts arose. Noted how each stream of thoughts varies in duration, eventually becoming less prominent as awareness returned to breathing. Continued sitting and observing in this way for 30 minutes. Walking meditation. Walked a short path on a tiled floor. Started by standing and noting the pressure on the soles of the feet. Was aware of a cold sensation where each foot made contact with the floor. This was most noticeable at the heel, along the inside of the arch, at the ball and toes of each foot. With each step, noted how the cold sensation reduced, first at the heel, then along the arch before the ball and toe, as each part of the foot was lifted. The pressure and cold in the other foot increased as weight shifted. Then, when foot was placed, the weight shifted back and the pressure returned to the foot that was moved. The cold sensation returned to this foot at the same time. The same pattern repeated with the other foot as it was lifted, moved, and placed. Noted that both pressure and cold were less at the outer edge of each foot while walking and standing. However, when turning at each end of the walking path, the sensations at the outer edge of the feet were more prominent. This awareness occasionally shifted to awareness of thoughts that arose from memories of things that happened earlier in the day. Awareness returned to the sensations in the feet after two or three steps, and the practice continued in this way until the end of the session. That's the end of the report.
Okay, so good report we have there. And when you spend more and more time with your practice, then you can, of course, write that type of a report. And now in your report, you are mentioning that you can see the thoughts arising, maybe for a few minutes, chain thoughts are coming one after other. And after a while, they disappear. Again, your attention comes to the body. So this change you are noticing again and again. So as a beginner, most of the people, they are afraid of thoughts. They think that they can't deal with thoughts. Thoughts are disturbing. Then emotions they can't deal with, they are disturbing. But when you practice more and more, when you experience your practice again and again, then you realize these things come and go. And you can develop this ability to be with them. You are becoming stronger and stronger in your mindfulness, and you can just be with the process. And when you do that, they disappear. Then again, they may come, but again, they are disappearing. So that type of change, when you see those cycles, when you see more and more, then you realize this is nothing. They just come and go. I don't have to go and disturb these thoughts. I don't have to go and disturb these sounds. Instead, just let them go. And they will come whenever they wish, and they will go away. So that is the experience that's talking. That is the time you spent in your practice that's talking. So it is like a tsunami. When it comes for the first time, it is so risky, and people don't know what to do. So 40,000 people dragged into the ocean in Sri Lanka, 2004. Right, but when it comes to Japan, they have tsunamis all the time. So there's this warning system. They hear the sound, they go to a safer place. After a few hours, they start their usual work. They are not so much afraid, and they know what to do exactly when these waves come. So that type of change we are doing, initially it feels like huge, you can't manage it. But with time you realize these things come and go. This is how I can maintain my mindfulness with them. And there's no need to worry. It's a natural phenomena similar to a tsunami that is appearing from the sea. So let them happen. If you try to fight them, then you are in a big trouble. If you try to fight a tsunami, then you are in a big trouble. Instead, that acceptance should be there. You are accepting, and this is happening. I can still maintain my mindfulness. And after a while, they will disappear again. It calms down. Emotions may come. Various incidents may come. Urges may come. Incidents from your past, wounds will appear. But still, with time, they will settle down. So that strength, that ability we are developing with time, when we practice more and more, we are encouraging that ability. And after a few months, after some time of practice, you realize there's nothing you can't face. Anything that comes, you can accept with a pleasant mind and just be with it. Whatever the thoughts, emotions appear within yourself, you can just accept them. And this is who I am. This is how I behave. And just be with it. Whatever the incidents that you face during your day-to-day life, you can just accept them and see, I can be with them. I can accept them. You don't have to react to everything that happens. Instead, you can try a various approach of practice. Now, when people praise us, we become happy. When they blame us, we become sad or angry. So the remote control is with them. When they press the buttons, we react accordingly. So that is the way of the world. But what happens if somebody is praising you and you are creating this angry kind of a face? If somebody is blaming you, and you are smiling, then that reaction is not common. And even the blamer, he gets confused because this person is reacting some other way. His remote control is not functioning and I can't control. I'm pressing these buttons, but the function is not according to that button. So that type of a change you have to do. If you act according to the buttons, if you act according to the remote, you are giving your control to somebody else. Instead, make them placebo buttons. Insert, remove the batteries in that remote and see whether you can react differently, whether you can observe from the outside, whether you can let these emotions, thoughts flow and see what is happening. Just become aware again and again. And when you do that change, you can face any situation. People will come and blame you. You are not shaken. People will come and praise you. You are not shaken. Happiness will come. Pleasant things will happen in your life. Still, you are not shaken. Sad, bad things will happen in your life. Still, you are not shaken. So that type of unshaken nature we are developing within ourselves. The world will change. The outside will change. But your mind is not shaken. So when you develop that ability, nobody can move you. Nothing can move you. Instead, you are always blissful. You are always peaceful. So that very ability, the only thing you have to do is that being mindful, being aware. Not only during your formal practice, even your day-to-day life, you can see. So good report, continue, and let us know more and more details about your practice.
Thank you very much, Bhante. And I'd also like to thank participants for sharing their practice reports and experiences, which are very valuable to all of us to understand how to progress in our practice. We now have time for some questions, and I have a request from Buddhika, whose daughters have some questions. So Buddhika, I'll ask you to unmute and you can ask the questions.
Hi, Bhante. I have been doing meditation for 4 years, and recently when doing my walking meditation, I felt a stabbing pain in my ankle and I didn't know how to proceed.
Okay, so that's your question, is it?
Yes.
Right, let me ask you a question, answer your question with another question. Now, before the pain appears, what did you notice that you are walking?
I'm not sure.
You have some comments?
I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't thinking about what I was feeling before I felt the pain. I just noticed it.
Okay, so try and see when these things appear. So is it just one occasion or it is happening again and again?
My feet usually hurt, but it's the first time it's hurt in the ankle and this hard.
Right. So that's fine. Just try and see before the pain, how do I know that I am mindful? Maybe I can feel the ground. Maybe I feel the weight shifting. So these details are signs that you are mindful during your walk. Right. So that's the place you have to start, not at the pain. Instead, you have to start that I was walking and I felt these things. Now, when the pain appears, try and see whether you can notice other sensations among the pain that is there. So let's say your tooth is aching. So our attention goes to that very tooth that is aching. And you start early morning, it is aching, I have to go to a doctor. Again and again, you repeat in your mind. So towards the end of the day, although the toothache, you have this difficulty in your mind. You have created this stress in your mind, worrying. So pain you can't avoid, but suffering part is the addition from your mind. So that suffering part, you can of course avoid. So when a tooth ache, you can try and see what is happening elsewhere. The other teeth, they are not aching. when one ankle aches, try and see about the other ankle. It is not aching, it is so blissful. So our attention usually goes to these troubles, difficulties. As mindful practitioners, we try and see the bigger picture. One tooth is aching, the rest is blissful. One knee is paining, the other one is blissful. One location is aching, the whole body is blissful. So that observation you have to draw, try and notice what is happening before pain. Try and notice what is happening during you see the pain. Then try and notice what is happening when the pain disappears. So when you come back with that feedback, we can discuss further.
Thank you, Bante. My sister also had a question for you.
Hi, Bante. I'm 16 years old. I've been meditating for 4 years now. And recently, while we've been doing walking meditation, only for 15 to 20 minutes, I've been feeling tired and sleepy.
Okay, so that's another observation. And it is usual that you feel tired and lazy. Some of the time we are too busy in our lives. When we do our meditation, we feel tired and sleepy. Especially when it comes to sitting meditation, it is so tiring and sleepy because you have so much stress developed throughout the day and it is releasing when you do these type of meditation. So it is fine, it is okay to feel tired and sleepy during the meditation. In a way, we appreciate it because you are relaxing. You get time to just be. And when you be like that, it is always relaxing and feels tired and sleepy. It means your brain is releasing the tension that you have gathered throughout the day. So try and see when you feel tired and lazy, try and see what are the differences that you can notice. Maybe initially you were observing your feet, the sensations, the ground you're observing. Then you are tired and sleepy. What is the difference? Can I notice a difference or is it the same? So usually what happens is that when you meditate, there's a change in the primary object. According to that change, you can see something else is appearing. Maybe you feel sleepy. Maybe you feel thoughts appearing. So all these changes you can measure from the primary object. So before you feel sleepy, primary object may be the feet or the breath was like this. When I feel sleepy, it changed like this. Then when the sleepiness disappeared, it changed like this. So that observation you have to tell. So that is the essence of the practice. Now you know before the sleepiness came, I was mindful. During the sleepiness, I was mindful. Even after the sleepiness, I was mindful. So that is the practice. That continuation of your mindfulness is the important part here. So next time, if you like to share your experience, just tell us, before this incident happens, this was my mindfulness. This is how I observed primary object. During the incident, this is how I observed my primary object. Then after the incident, this is how I noticed my primary object. So that observation, if you have, then you know how to face these type of incidents, situations that come during your practice. So try and let us know next time and we will see how we can discuss further.
Thank you, Bante.
Okay, you are welcome. Saranai.
Thank you very much, Bante, and thank you for those questions. We can take some more questions if there are any. If you would like to raise your Zoom hand, I'll give you some 30 seconds or so to see if you have any. It does not look like we have any further questions. So I will conclude the practice report and question and answer section of today's session. Thank you once again, Bante, for your advice and guidance, and hand back to Namantha.
Thank you very much, Arusha, for that excellent coordination of the Q&A session. And thank you so much, Bante, for wonderful insights today. Next, we will move on to the Dhamma talk by Bante. And I would like to invite Bante to kindly provide us with necessary further guidance and to advance our mindful practice with the talk for today's session. Over to you, Bante. Thank you.
Dear friends, we have about 20-30 minutes to discuss a little bit about our practice. And today I made a special request to Namantha to save our practicing part for the talk. So during this talk, we will do some kind of a practice as well. Then I will add some more points and we will further practice a few more minutes. So that is the idea. And today I thought of talking about sounds a little bit. Now, when you practice, we hear a lot of sounds, and some people, they try to fight these things. And when you start fighting the things that are appearing naturally, it is difficult. So it is important that you have right approach towards these things that come in your practice. So sounds, they are important part of the present moment. And there is an advantage when it comes to sounds. They appear and they disappear. You can't keep them. If you wish, like thoughts, you can get them again and again. Instead, they appear according to the surrounding that you are in, and they disappear when they wish. So of course, you can, people say that sounds come and bother me. They come after me. Wherever I go, I can't meditate because of the sounds. I can see people, hear people talking. I can hear the traffic. So it is so troubling. I can't meditate, they usually say. But when it comes to that type of a statement, the correct statement is that you are going and bothering the sounds, not the other way around. It is you that goes and bother the sounds. You are chasing after them. You can't say that they come and bother me. Instead, you are doing that part. You are chasing after these sounds. So when you practice mindfulness, in a way, you are accepting your reality. So you may be in some difficult environment. Maybe there is a road right next to you. So when you try to fight that part, then you can't practice. Instead of mindfulness, you are developing anger. Instead of mindfulness, you are developing frustration. Instead of mindfulness, you are developing worry, because you are fighting this surrounding that you are in. That is not the correct way of practice. Instead, when we practice properly, we accept our surrounding. There may be sounds from the surrounding that's appearing. There may be thoughts appearing. There may be bodily sensations appearing. You are just accepting that nature. You are accepting that moment that you are in. So maybe when you become aware, when you accept like that, it may not be pleasant always. Sometimes body is aching. Sometimes mind is also aching. But that very acceptance we are developing. So when you walk, for example, you can feel the ground, the texture of the ground, and how the weight is shifting from one leg to the other, you can feel. Suddenly, sounds from the surrounding will appear. Your attention will automatically go to those sounds. But you can just be with them and see, after a while, when the sound disappears, my attention come back to the walking body. My attention come back to the breath automatically. So I don't have to do anything. I just stay patient and see when I see like that, when I be patient like that, I can see automatically my attention returns to the breath. And before it goes to the sound, you have mindfulness. During the sound, you have mindfulness. Even after the sound, you have mindfulness. That very awareness continues. So that's the way towards practice. And when the sounds appear, you can just be with them and see after a while when they disappear, what is happening? My attention goes back to thoughts. When they disappear, what is happening? My attention goes back to the breath. Then again, my attention goes back to the sounds. So we are not encouraging the movement. Instead, we just calmly observe it. We just calmly accept this changing nature. When you accept that more and more, you realize even today's reports, we could hear that the sounds appear and they disappear. It is not troubling. The thoughts appear and they disappear. It is not troubling. I can just be with them. And when I do that, they just come and go. And especially, you are not going and disturbing the sounds. You are not going and bothering the sounds. Instead, you become peaceful and calm. So that way of practice is what we are encouraging. And when you have that correct approach, it is so easier to do this practice. It is so easier to be with the present moment. So now we will take a few minutes to see what are the sounds that are appearing from your surrounding. You can just adjust your seat, close your eyes for a few minutes, and calmly observe what are the sounds you can hear. Definitely you are hearing the voice, my voice, and maybe some sounds from the computer or the device that you are using. Maybe some sounds are there in your room. So we will take a few minutes calmly observe what we can hear from the surrounding. We try to observe them mindfully and just be with these sounds. Notice them. Try and see how they are increasing, how they are reducing. Again, some other sound will appear. So that way, we will try and listen for a while. Listen mindfully for a few minutes and see how they are appearing and disappearing. Okay, now you can open your eyes again. Now you may have a whole list of items that appeared from your surrounding. If I think about things that I heard, I could hear my breath and I could hear the fan inside this laptop. Then I could hear a clock ticking and my mouth made some sounds. So various sounds appearing from our surrounding. So when we pay attention, we can of course notice these things. And they come and go, and you can just be with them and see how they are making various approaches, various ways. You can feel that your eardrum is vibrating according to these sounds. So while maybe you are in a busy street, maybe you are at work, you can just take a few minutes, close your eyes and see what are the sounds that I can hear. For a few minutes, you can just pay attention and notice. And when you do that type of practice, even for a few minutes, you can feel that your mind is calming down. Your mind is relaxing. So that is a good practice even during your day-to-day life, while traveling, while in a busy street, while in a crowded place, while at office, you can just close your eyes for a few minutes and you can notice what is happening in my surrounding. What are the sounds that are appearing in my surrounding? So that very awareness we are practicing, maybe you are not observing your breath at this time, but still you can maintain that awareness. You can continue your practice with that awareness. So when it comes to sounds, we have various terms and things related to our practice. So I would like to share one of them today, and that is sound of silence. Maybe you have heard it before. So sound of silence. So there is this very nice story about a kid who is living in busy city Tokyo, and the sound of silence is related to that story. So this kid probably like 7-8 years old, and it was a rainy day and he was traveling to school. He had this umbrella in his hand. He could hear the sounds of his boots and how the rain drops are falling on his umbrella. He could hear. And he was traveling in a busy street and he could hear all the vehicle noises, people talking. So it is a crowded environment and a lot of noises. So he was traveling while listening to these sounds. And when he was about to cross the street, he could hear some wonderful musical sounds. He was searching where's this sound coming from, and he could see one of the players creating this wonderful music in the street. So this little kid, he got close to the person who was playing that instrument and asked, "Sensei, this sound is very beautiful. I really like how it is appearing in my ear." And this old lady, she laughed. And then this kid asked, "What is the most beautiful sound that you like? What is the most beautiful sound that you have heard?" And this lady mentioned that my first choice is the sound of silence. That is the most beautiful sound in this world. That was her comment to this child. And now he was thinking, what is this silence? He was thinking while the rest of the way to the school. When he got to his classroom, he could hear all the noises, children making various noises, screaming, adjusting their seats. So a lot of noises from the surrounding. He couldn't hear, he couldn't notice the silence. So he was thinking, where is this silence? I can't find it. Then he went towards the school playground. And at the end of the playground, there's this bamboo grove. And he went there because that's the most quiet place in the entire school. He went there and he was listening for the silence. But he couldn't hear. All these trees are making noises. The wind is creating noises there. So he couldn't find silence. Then he came back home while having a shower. He was paying attention and noticing whether he could hear the silence. Still, the water was making so much noise, he couldn't feel the silence. Then while having the dinner, he was listening, but their family is making so much noises. They are talking. And he couldn't listen to the silence. He couldn't find the silence. My family is so noisy that there is no silence. And before bedtime, he was listening. He wanted to stay awake and see whether he can notice the silence. But his eyes got heavier and heavier, and he fell asleep. Next day morning, he woke up to the sound of the next door, dog barking, and still there's no silence. So that morning, even traveling through the street, he couldn't find the silence. And he came to his classroom, and it was early morning, nobody was there, and he was reading his book. And at the middle of the page, he could hear that there is no sound at this moment. I can't even hear my breath. I can't even hear the children talking. I can't even hear the pages of my book. There's no sound. And suddenly he realized, this is the silence she was talking about. This is the silence that's the most beautiful sound in the entire world. And once he got to know about the silence, then he could see that even in a busy street, in between all the sounds, there is silence. Even when you hear something, behind that sound, there is silence. Even while having dinner, in between those sounds, there is silence. So all the sounds are appearing in the canvas of silence. So that very silence, once you notice, you can feel it everywhere. Even in between a crowded environment, in between those sounds, you can hear. That there is silence here. Even traveling in a train, so noisy, still you can feel there is silence in between. So that discovery he made, once he discovered that type of a silence, then he could feel that silence is everywhere. If you know where to look, if you know how to notice. So when you practice also, sometimes you start with sounds, but maybe with little bit of practice, you are noticing there is silence in between. Maybe you are starting with your breath, and compared to your breath, you feel there's empty space in between two breaths. When you observe it more and more, you can feel that breath is disappearing and that vast space is growing. Initially, you only talk about the sounds in your practice, but little by little, you start to notice the gaps between these sounds, the vast space in between these sounds. That is the sound of silence we are talking about. For some people, it is appearing as a ringing sound inside their head. You can clearly see that it is not the ear that's working. Instead, you can hear this sound, ringing sound inside your head. So that's another form of silence. Sometimes it is appearing, increasing, again vanishes into the empty space. So when you practice more and more, instead of noticing the sounds, you start to notice the silence in between. And when you start to notice that silence, you become more and more peaceful and more calm. Because that stress, that worrying nature is not there in the silence. If you hear something, of course, that can create some worrying nature inside your mind. But when you pay attention to the silence, then that can't worry you. That can't create trouble in your mind. It is always calming and blissful. So now we will see, take another few minutes, try and notice the silence in between sounds. This time you are not paying attention to the sounds. Instead, we will try and see whether we can notice the silence in between those sounds. Okay, so we will close our eyes for a few minutes, try and notice the silence that's in between the sounds that we hear. When you plug into that silence, you can feel that it is always relaxing and there's no end to it. You feel like you are going deeper and deeper and there's no bottom to that silence. So that very silence is always blissful and helpful to maintain peace in our mind. So in a way, we try to plug into the silence, but if you struggle, it is difficult. Instead, you can just be welcoming and see whether you start to notice the silence more and more. Initially, you are complaining, worrying about sounds. Now you are noticing the silence more and more. Initially, you feel the worrying nature of the sounds. Now we are feeling the calm and relaxing nature of the silence. So with practice, automatically you will start to appreciate the silence more and more. And that very nature we can even see from your meditation experience. Initially, you have a lot of questions. Initially, you come up with so many questions. And there's never into it. So many questions, so many doubts, so many worries about the practice and even your day-to-day life. So that's the trouble of the sounds. That's the trouble of the inner chatter. That is also some kind of a sound that is inside your head. Always there's this commentary, asking so many things, thinking so many things, worrying about so many things. But when you practice more and more, you can realize that questions are disappearing. The doubts are disappearing. The worries are disappearing. And I am finding answers within myself. I can see the answers within myself. You just have to silence yourself a little bit. As soon as you silence your body, you can hear the inner chatter, commentary inside your mind. Then people come and complain, although I silence my body, I can't silence the voices inside me. They always come and give us so many instructions, so many worries, so many ideas. But what you can do is that you can disclaim this inner chatter. Don't take it as yours. Instead, just let it be. Instead, just pay your attention to the silence. Instead, just pay your attention to your breath and just let that commentary happen. You don't have to fight that. But after a while, you can see that inner chatter is also dying little by little. That commentary is also getting tired little by little. And although the commentary is there, you are not so much worried about it. You are not so much bothered about it. Instead, they just come and go. So this is what we call silencing yourself, making yourself quiet. And when you silence yourself, you can find all the answers inside that silence. If you silence yourself enough, then you start to hear all the answers inside that silence. So there's this sensory. It is said that I sat in front of you for hours. And you didn't say anything. I sat in front of you for hours and you didn't say anything. Finally, I understood the meaning of the unspoken words. So you become mute. There's nothing to explain. There's no words. Instead, just the message is communicated through the silence. Finally, I understood the unspoken words. Finally, I understood the peace and happiness inside this silence. So that very silence we are trying to experience when we practice, but you have to approach it in a systematic way, little by little. With practice, you have to approach and you realize that your mind is automatically accepting this silence. More you accept, the more you become peaceful. Initially, your mind is stuck in the noises. When somebody is coming and blaming you, although you don't want, your mind is keeping attention, keeping track with all the words. Your mind won't miss any words when somebody is blaming you. It will remember even the pitch the words were spoken. So that is the usual mind. But when you practice more and more, you realize that if I want, I can pay attention. If I want, I can notice the silence in between the words. When I notice the silence in between, the words don't bother me. They don't create worry in my mind. So that very ability you are developing. If you want, you can give your attention. If you want, you can listen to the words. But if you wish, you can just listen to the silence in between. When somebody is blaming you, you don't have to listen to it. Instead, you just listen to the silence in between. So that type of approach you are taking towards our life, and you can see when you do that, you become more and more peaceful, more and more happy. There's no need to fight everything. You can pick your battles and see what are the things I want to fight and what are the things that I will let go. So many crazy bulls, crazy elephants in this world. If you try to fight each and every one of them, then you become tired, you become stressful, because there is never end to it. Instead, you can just see what are the battles that I want to fight. Other things, you can just let them go, take some other route and avoid them. When you avoid them, when you avoid those situations, that is also self-care. That is also maintaining peace and happiness in your mind. There may be occasions that you have to fight. There may be occasions that you have to answer. But they are very rare. You don't have to do that always. Instead, just the less, let the questions be. And you mind your own action, mind your own matters. They ask one thing, you answer something else, because you don't want to address that question. And it is not happening through ignorance. Instead, you are aware this is the question that they ask, but I am not answering that. You don't have to answer all the questions that they present to you. Instead, you have a choice, do I answer this question or not? If you wish, you can, of course, answer and move forward. But there is no end to it. So you have to pick what are the questions that I'm taking, what are the worries that I'm taking, what are the situations that I'm facing. So that type of approach you have to take. when you do that more and more, you realize that although I'm living in this world, I can maintain peace and happiness inside my mind. Although I am living among these various people, I can maintain peace and happiness inside my mind. Although I have to face these difficult situations, I can maintain peace and happiness inside my mind. So that is the correct way of practice. And it is a skill that you have to develop little by little. There is no magic formula. Instead, you have to find your own balance. Try and experiment with them. Try and see which one is working best for me. So that experiment is always noble. We call it noble experiment. We experiment maybe for months, maybe for years, and try to find the optimum level. Even after finding that, you realize, now I can adjust this way. And it is more beneficial. It is more helpful. Even when the situations change, when the things change, now I can adjust this way. So that flexibility you have to have. And when you have that flexibility, you can face any type of a situation. We say, be like clay. So when the clay is there, you can make it into any shape. And if you burn it, then the lifetime is 20,000 years. So keep it in the clay form. If you keep like that, then you can, of course, adjust into various shapes. When the situations demand, you become this type of person. When the situations demand, you become this type of person. There is no fixed rule. Instead, you become like clay. You become so flexible. But if you burn it, then, of course, 20K years, it'll take as the lifetime. So instead of burning, we try to be like clay. We try to be flexible. And we try to face each and every situation and see how I can adjust myself. What more I can learn. So that's the approach towards practice. And I invite all of you to join and see how you are experiencing this yourself. This is me talking, but you have to experience yourself. When you experience only, you know the real taste. It tastes like this is like a fruit. Without tasting it, of course, you can hear so many words. Of course, you ask so many questions. You really don't feel the taste. But once you tasted it, then there's no worry. There's no doubt. You know, this is the fruit that they were talking about, and it is so sweet. So I invite all of you to taste this sweet fruit and continue this journey. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much, Bhante, for that excellent talk on sound of silence and how to be learning to be a different person in different circumstances. I trust all of us have gathered a very valuable set of guidance and instructions from Bhante today, based on this concept of mindfulness. And I would like to, as the session is coming to an end, with this talk and mindful practice during the session. So we had two practices today during the session. I would like to specially thank Venerable Bhante Homagama Dhammakusala Thero for taking valuable time out from Bhante's schedule and providing us with such excellent insight on how to advance our practice with a lot of ease and wisdom combined into the flow of things. So thank you, Bhante. And on behalf of the organizers, I wish Bhante to have a very mindful and happy week ahead. And I would also like to thank all the organizers who have worked tirelessly to commence this session, this program, and also to continue to excel in maintaining this program at a high quality, along with Bhante's guidance, of course. And then I would like to thank all the participants who are the critical audience for us. So it is with your participation that we are able to justify this kind of session going forward. So I would like to thank you all and hope to see you all participating in future sessions repetitively. And the other thing is, I would like to raise the opportunity for any questions on the session itself, like on the program or comments on the program. If you feel you might have a question to benefit the program or comment to benefit the program, you can raise your Zoom hand and let us know, and we'll let you have the chance to speak. Right, I can see that there's no one raising the hand. And I would also like to thank, which I missed in the earlier moment, to thank Most Honorable Udayiriyagama Dhammajeeva Mahathera for his request and guidance and permission to have this program to be coordinated. And then I would like to go to the next stage, which is three quick announcements. I have firstly to show the Nisarnamaneya website to you so that you can get yourself familiarized with this is a website for Nisarnamaneya. It is www.nisarana.lk. You can visit this website and become familiar with all the programs and information contained in this website. This is a very reputed forest monastery in Sri Lanka, and there's a lot of information here, especially the audio and video archives as well. And then the Satipasala Foundation, you can go to www.satipasala.org and learn about the master's program on mindfulness and also other programs going on currently. Thirdly, there has been a special decision made by organizers to request all of you to start inviting some of your friends who might be like-minded as yourself in the path of mindfulness, because we would like to take this message to as many people as possible who might be interested in developing more and more mindfulness into their daily activities to progress in a spiritual path. So if you feel there are friends who can benefit from this, who might be interested in this, sometimes word of mouth is one of the finest ways to gather like-minded persons into a particular program or session. So I would like to invite all of you to endeavor somewhat in this direction as well. That is the third special announcement for today. And I would like to end the session now. I invite all of you to keep participating in this session, which is a weekly session, and keep on practicing mindfulness throughout your days in the week, and also to allocate special time periods to practice mindful walking and mindful sitting. Therefore, we would be able to present any reports submitted from you to us, to Bhante, so that Bhante can provide very insightful advice, as you would have seen today during the talk and also during the Q&A session. So with that, I would like to wrap up today's session and call it an end for today. I will hope to see you next week and wish all of you a happy and mindful week ahead. Thank you so much.